sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Mars Hannah Miriam Baschana, Rufu Shlema, Esther Bela Bas Rusi Hudis, Rufu Shlema, Bracha Batzlacha, Bucha Matzli Adah. We're going to be learning the end of Kanoim Pogimbo based on a shir given by Agon Rav Ariav Ozer, Shabbos Parshas Balak, Tavshin Ayin Vav, and Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh Shetibana V'tikone. We learn a Masechah Sanhedrin on Pei Aleph Amid Beis, Habol Aramis, Kanoim Pogimbo, if somebody has beer with a Goya. Kanoim Pogimbo, the Zelats can do what Zelats do. We say in the Gemara that the Kanoim are in Pogea, there's an Onesh Kares, that's Mefurish B'divrei Kabbalah. Kichilal Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Rishayev Ubal Basel Necher Yachris Hashem Leisha Sher Yasena Malachi Beis, that God is going to cut off the person who marries this, who is Bia with this Basel Necher, with this daughter of a foreign god. The Rambam is Surei Bia 12:6 writes, Lo Pogubo Kanoim, if the Kanoim weren't Pogea on this person, Velo Hilkuhu Beis Din, and the Beis Din didn't give him Malkus, Hare Onsho Meforash B'Divrei Kabbalah Shehu B'Karet. His onesh is explicit in Divrei Kabbalah, that meaning in the Navi, that he gets kares if he doesn't get malchus or the kanaim don't get him. Now the Rambam adds lo kol beis din, that the beis din didn't give him malchus. So bepashtus he's referring to what he writes in Halacha Aleph, that a Jew was born a goya derech ishus is loke min HaTorah. Shenamar lo sischatein ban bitcha lo siten levnoi uvitoi lo isikach lebincha. Do not intermarry with them. Don't take your daughter, their daughter for your son, your, or their daughter. Don't take your daughter for his son, or his daughter for your son. So if somebody is bol goya derech ishus, he's lokem in HaTorah. Vim hilkuhu beis din, if the beis din gives him malchus, so then what happens? He's pater from kares. Kedin kol chai v'krisus shalaku, that we learn in malchus, chof gimel, that kol chai v'krisus shalaku, niftari de krisusam, they don't get kares if they get malchus. So that's what the Rambam is telling us, that if the Beis Din didn't give him Malkus, then he gets Karetz. But if they didn't give him Malkus, he doesn't get Karetz. However, Mistimas Dvarav, it's Mashin, the Rambam is not only referring to somebody who marries a woman, Derech Ishus, even Derech Snus is also Malkus Mardus. Even if there's Malkus Mardus because he was with this woman, Derech Snus also he's going to be pater from his kares. So we can explain what when he writes lo hulku, both malchus doi raisa b'derech chasnus, and both makas mardus biznus d'rabbanon. And kum tois lefi zeh says the heiligor sameach Sanhedrin yud zayin. Also look in the bior of Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perla rasag psicha lechele gimel, that makas mardus paters from kares. However, it could be that that's dafka b'kares kazeh, that's not mefurish b'torah, only medivrei kabbalah. Then makas mardus patus. Masha'en ken kares, that's mefurish b'torah. And there, maybe the makas mardus doesn't pater. Nevertheless, mevur b'rambam, that a person who's bol aramis gets malchus in the Beis Din, even in an instance when kanoim could be kopogeabo. Because the Rambam writes, Lo pagu bo kanoim v'lo ku beis din. So in the same instance, you can have kanoim being pogea, and if the kanoim weren't pogea, then you get malchus in the beis din. In the prima gadim, he was all made. In the shoshanas hamokim, Sof Simon Chaf Aleph, to prove from here that somebody who is a din of Kanoim Pogimbo doesn't become pater from other Chiyuvim because of Kim Lebedir Abimine. That even though never normally, Ein Adam Meis Veloike, and here you have Kanoim Pogimbo, so it should be a Chiyuv Misa. Nevertheless, Dino B'Malkus. So you see that Kanoim Pogimbo doesn't patter from other chiyuvim. And so is mashma mistimas divrei Rambam, that Yisrael who's bo'al agoy derech ishus lokem in haTorah stama de mil. So the Rambam's even talking about for hesia when we have a din of kanoim pogenbo. So you see that even though there's kanoim pogenbo, you still get malchus. However, we find in Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chedushim that there is a din of kimle b'derab minei b'kanoim pogenbo. He was omen on the fact that Tosfos found it necessary to prove that there's no knas for a nachris from the fact that we say, how is there a knas for an onus mefata gioris ktana if she could be moche when she gets bigger? What, are we going to give her a knas that she's going to go and enjoy this penalty that she was paid as a goya? So how's there a knas for a gioris ktana? So it must be, says Tosfos, that there's no knas for a nachris, because we don't want her to be ochelit in her giyusa, to enjoy this knas in her giyusa, just like we find by a giyaris tana in the Gemara in Yud Aleph. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, why doesn't Tosfos prove from the Mishnah over there in Eilun Iris, Ksubas Chavtes, Kusis yesh lo knas? Mashma nachris ein lo knas. So explain Rabbi Kiva Eger that if we would just learn from the Mishnah, I would have thought that the reason that a nachris doesn't have a knas is since kanoim pogimbo, it is kichayve misas bezdin, that we say kimle b'derabimine, because only a kusis has a knas, even before Hesia, since there's no din of kanoim pogenbo, because of the suffix, maybe she is a gioris tzedek. So writes Rabbi Kiva Eger, mashen kein nachris, there is an instance where ein la knas, which is when before Hesia. Why? Kim lebe derabim inay. And that's why the Tana doesn't mention a knas by a nachris, that really there could be a knas by a nachris. And the fact that the Tana doesn't mention it is because in certain instances there wouldn't be, because of kim lebe derabim inay when he's bala before hasia. And therefore, Tosfos springs from Gioris Ktana, that by her there's no din of kanaim pogimbo, because bosa shah, we don't know if she's going to be mocha when she gets bigger. There's no din of kanaim pogimbo. There's no kim lebe derabim inay. And we see that by a gioris ktana, the Gemara wonders how there's a knas if she could be mocha when she's a gedola, and then she's going to be enjoying her knas as a goya. So you see, we don't want goyos to get a knas, to enjoy this knas. Not a gioris ktana who might protest and become a goya again, and not regular goyos. That's how we prove there's no knas for goyos. But we don't prove from kusis yes, goya no, because maybe when the Mishnah says kusis, there is a knas, it's because she always gets a knas. And a nachris sometimes doesn't get a knas because of kim lebe derabim inay. And therefore we prove from gioris ktana that by a nachris there's no knas. That by a nachris there's no knas. Just like by a Gioras, the Gemara wonders how there can be a knas that she'll enjoy as a Goya. So too, we're not going to give a Nachris a knas for Onus and Mefate. But again, we're not proving it from kusis, because maybe the reason it says kusis, don't be medayik kusis yes, nachris no, because maybe nachris, we say kim lebe derabba mine. Doesn't always apply, only kusis always applies. Akopanim, you see, the Rabbi Kiva Eger learns beferish divrei atosfas, that we say kim lebe derabba mine when there's kanoim pogimbo. And therefore, in those instances, there'd be a Ptur Knas. And that's not like we see in the Rambam, that there's no Kim Lebe D'Rab Mine. We have to understand what their Machlokas is. So, Bashkafa Rishona, it would appear that the Machlokas is Talui in the Gedder of Din Kanoim Pogenbo. Is it a Chalos Chiyuv Misa Amutal Arkakafta de Gavra? That the Gavra, the Kanoi, has to take it into his own hands and do what he does? Or maybe no. The Gavra isn't that he has to take it in his own hands and carry out this chi of misa on the person. That according to the first tzad, it's a chi of misa on the person. Or maybe no. The gavra is not mechuy of misa. Nevertheless, the Torah gave rishus for the kanaim to be pogea. The Or Samech was omen on this, Rotzeach Aleph Yud Zayin, the Divrei Yecheskel, Simen Chof Gimel, that it's not a chi of shenizchay of bo aboel. No, it's not a chi of misa. There's rishus for kanoim to kill him. And therefore, they understood misvara. It is no din of kim lebe d'rabba mine. Because we only know kim lebe d'rabba mine when there's chiyuvei onesh. But not in an instance where the gavra himself doesn't have a chalos chiyuv. They're just a rishus chitzonis lara olahargo. There's external rishus to kill him. But in the gavra himself, no chi of misa. So if on the Gavra there's no Chi of Misa, there's no Kim Lebe D'Rabba Mine. But if it's a Chi of Misa on the Gavra, there is Kim Lebe D'Rabba Mine. And they prove this from the fact that there's no Chi of to kill him, it's only Rishus. If the Gavra was Mechui of Misa, there'd be a Chi of. And that's Das Rov Rishonim. The Raman Sanhedrin, the Rosh, Rabbi Yeruchim, Od Rishonim. It's not a Chi of Lahargo, it's a Rishus. Besides the Chidushi Aran, why is it sad that it's a mitzvah for the Kanaya to kill him? But if you hold like it's that it's Rishus like most Rishonim, so it's not a Chiv Misa, that's Mutal on the person. Rather, it's a din in the Kanoi. And we can be Mechazik the Svara that it's not a Chiv, because we see in the Gemara that if Nefach Zimri, if Zimri turned around and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't have been killed, because Pinchas was a Roidev. The Raman, the Rav, say it's not a Roidev Gomer because he's doing Bereshus. And if somebody else would try to kill Pinchas, the person would be Nataragal if he wasn't allowed to. Now, if it was a Chiv on the Kanoi to kill him, it's not Mistaber that he'd be a Roidev at all. The very fact that he's allowed to be Hofech and kill Pinchas. Pinchas is a shtickle rodef, it means that it must be a rishus, it can't be a mitzvah. And it's meduktuk, the lashon of the Gemara. Rav Yochanan put it together. Habali malachin moron lo larog. If somebody asks, you don't tell him to kill. V'lo al shim pirizim v'hargo pinchas nerag alav. If Zimri would have been parish separated and he would have killed Pinchas and Pinchas would have killed him, Pinchas would have been killed. Nevach Zimri v'hargo lo pinchas ein nerag alav mishu sharei v'sharei rodef. If Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, he wouldn't have been killed because he's a rodef. From the lashon of Lod Ella, it's mashma, it's connected. Since ain morin lo larog, there's no chiyuv. That's a simon, there's no chalos chiyuv misa. And that's the so that if Zimri would be poresh, if Pinchas killed him, Pinchas would be killed. And also that Pinchas is din rodef. Normally, when somebody is coming to be matzil the nirdaf, he's not a rodef. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, And then Levi is going after Reuven. Reuven's not allowed to go after Levi. But here, there's a shtickle rodev because it's not a mitzvah. Because the person who's protecting the near death isn't doing a mitzvah. But here, there's no mitzvah. It's just a rishus. So as the Achronim understood Misvara, so is Misbar B'Pashtus Medivrei HaRambam, that there's no Kim Leib D'Rabim Neba Kanoim Pogimbo, and there's a Chi of Malkus, and B'Das Tosvis, like the Havan of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that holds that there is a din of Kim Leib D'Rabim Ine, maybe they hold that it's a Chalos Chiyuv Misa Al Karkafta De Gavra. And so is Muchach B'Shitas HaRamban, that Kanoim Pogimbo is a chalos chiyuv misa al karkafta de gavra. It says in the Ramban, Torah Adam, Lchamos, also Sanhedrin Ein Dalid, that a bol aramis mistaber tihar gval yavor. It's included in Gilei Arayos because of Kanaim Pogimbo, and he's like chayve misas, that it's shayach misa and kares. So Pshat in the Ramban is that it's like all other Chayvei Mises, because since we have a din of Kanaim Pogimbo, so it's like regular Gilei Arayos. It's a Chi of Misa. If it's only Nesinas Rishus for the Kanoi to kill him, why is he considered Chayvei Misos? And it should be like Chayvei Lavin, they're not included in Din Yahar Gval Yavor. And even if you say that's not Pshat in the Ramban, then maybe he's learning it's Yaharik Vayavar because it's a Chi of Kares, like we learned earlier, but the Kanoim Pogimbo doesn't make it a Chai Bemises, but it's Muchach like this from the Ramban that it's a Chi of Akarkafta de Gavra is elsewhere. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvah, Shari Shlishi, writes that Agone Vesakasva Klishares, Ein Bo Chi of Misa Bidei Shemayim. The Ramban is Masig, that we say in the Gemara, that there's no instance where the Torah patters that we're going to go and kill the person. And since it says that Kanaim Pogimbo, it must be, if we give a person Rishus, it must be that the Torah also is Mechayv and Misa B'dei Shemayim. And what's the remez? V'le'avol eros kivalas ha'kodesh v'meisu. Baal zoshem b'liya g'neva hachba, hiding. That when you hide, when the person hides and steals the klishares, he dies. Kanaim Pogimbo. There's a Misa Bidei Shamayim of this Pasuk, and then there's also a Kanaim Pogimbo. That's what gives the Kanaim the Rishus to be Kopogeh, because it's a Misa Bidei Shamayim. The Rambam says, no, look at the list of Misos Bidei Shamayim and Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, and Goni Vesakas for the stealing of Klisharis isn't there. The Ramban is Doche, that the Braisa is not in Monem Mechuyev Misa Bidei Adam as well, only Misa Bidei Shemayim that don't have Misa Sadam. Gonei Vesakasva is Mechuyev Misa also Bidei Adam Kanoim Pogimbo. And he adds that the Torah is Moser Chiyuv Misas Bidei Shemayim, that it's going to be Mechuyev Al Yidei Adam. So we hear from the Ramban that it's Kanoim Pogimbo is Mechuyev Misa Bidei Adam. Ramban says Mechuyev Misa Bidei Adam. And the gather is that the Torah gave the Kanoim the right to be Mekayim is Chiv, the Chiv to Shemayim of Misa. This Avarian has a Chiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, and the person is allowed to carry out the divine judgment. But it's a Chiv Misa Arkakavta de Gavra. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, there's a lot more to say on Kanoim Pogimbo. A lot more to say. But we're going to stop here, Mirtz Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach, and we will hopefully continue in a future shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.